弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, friends, and be peace with you.
今年5月份是我们南湾华人基督教会将举行25周年的庆祝活动的时间。
This upcoming May is our 25th. It's the church 25th anniversary, so we have a celebration activities.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，如何看一个教会成长的状况？
The question to brother and sister is, how do we see the conditions of the growth of the church?
那从最表面来看，教会成长的标志是否聚会人数的多少？
So from the surface, it isn't that the increase of the multitude.
人数增长，尤其是得救的人数的增长，是耶稣基督所颁布给我们的所有信徒的大使命。
The increase in number, particularly the increase of number of believers, is the great mission that the Lord Jesus gave to us.
那对于一个教会来讲，在追求人数增长的同时，更要注重的是什么？是什么，弟兄姐妹们？是这个建教会是否健康？
So while we're pursuing the increase in number, most critically for a church, we need to pay more attention, pay attention to the health of the church.
我记着有一本书就是《直奔标杆》，它的作者是谁呀？大家应该比较熟悉，就是美国南加州马鞍峰教会的牧师，还有好多翻译法，有一个呢叫华林克牧师，还有其他很多翻译。
So there is a book I believe everyone probably very familiar with, and the author of the book is Reverend Rick Warren.
他总结了一句话说，教会可以大而健康，或是大却松弛。
So he summarized in the following, the church can be big and fit, or big and unfit.
教会呢，可以小而健康，或是小却软弱。
The church also can be small and healthy, or small and weak.
教会大小并不一定好还是不好。
So it's not necessarily good or bad, the size of the church.
所以大不一定好，小不一定差。
So the big is not always good, and the small is not always bad.
最重要的是什么呀？健康就好。
And the most important is the health of the church.
所以呢，我想请问弟兄姐妹，一个健康教会的标志是什么？
So the question is, what is the sign of a healthy church?
是什么？应该是聚集了一群追求属灵生命健康成长的信徒，对不对？
It should be the gathering of the disciples who is pursuing the growth of the spiritual lives.
那我们作为一个信徒，我们的属灵生命健康与否？
So as individual, the health of our spiritual life.
我这儿有一份呢，说是使你个人属灵账户井然有序的12个问题，就是要我们要进行一次灵性的查核，有一个查核的问卷。
So I have a checklist of the spiritual life. I have a list of 12 questions.
你比如这里边第一条就问说，我对将成为我的我满意吗？
One of the questions, for example, is, am I content with who I am becoming?
还有一条问说，我的家人在我身上辨认出我属灵的真实性吗？
Another question is, does my family recognize the authenticity of my spirituality?
还有一个问题说是，我生命里是否有一个安静的中心？
Another one is, do I have a quiet center to my life?
意思就是我接受了永生，但我的心里边是不是还是惶惶的？
Say you already received the everlasting life, but do you have that peace in you?
你这还有一个问题，我的谦卑是真实的吗？
So says, is my humble authentic.
他说没有什么比假谦卑更傲慢。
There's a really probably the pride in the false humble.
我再挑一条，在小事上顺服，已成为我的反射动作了吗？
Another question is my obedience in small matters built into my reflexes?
我们可以找一个时间来，大家一起来，按照这个是，有些事不是，我能应用这点等等，还需要怎么样怎么样？
So we can find some time to fill that out.
那今天呢，就借着信徒个人属灵账户存款的自我核查的这些问题呢，我们就一起来思考《腓立比书》3:17-21还有4:1，这些经文所引出的一个主题。这个主题呢，就是让他们给大家打出来啊，应该出来。 两种生命模式的对比与结局。So
this checklist really segues into today's sermon, which is the contrast and consequences of two lifestyles.
那首先我们就借着腓立比书3:17-18两节的经文，我们来一起来思想一个小的一个分的主题，就是两种生命模式的对比。
So let's take a look at 3:17-18 and look at the contrast of the two lifestyles.
腓立比书3:17-18，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们。
Here it says, join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ.
那从腓立比书我们了解到，腓立比教会是保罗亲手所建立的教会，是一个广传福音而健康成长的教会。
We know Paul established the church in Philippi by himself, and the church is also widely spread the gospels and grow spiritually.
并且他们长期和保罗保持着亲密的关系。
And brothers and sisters really keep a very close relationship with Paul, long-term relationship with Paul.
又是唯一的一个在经济上一直支持保罗传福音他整个生涯的一个教会。
And this is only a church really supported Paul economically.
所以保罗在腓立比书第1章开始的时候呢，他那样写到，他说，其实写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里边被关押的，但他那时候他说，我每逢想念你们，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
So when Paul was in prison, he wrote the epistle, and every time he wrote, he said, every time I miss you, every time I pray for you, I pray in joy.
所以从腓立比书的字里行间，无不看到因着福音的缘故，保罗与腓立比信徒之间有着一种互相的信任、互相的爱怜、情深意切的关系。
So between the lines of this epistle, because of the gospel, we really can see there's a really a mutual trust and mutual love between Paul and the believers in Philippi.
所以在第3章的经文这里，保罗呢，以他恨铁不成钢的心态，流泪盼望，盼望信徒能够在主里边快快的成长。
So you can see really from these two verses, Paul has such an attitude, longing for the believers in the church to grow quickly and faster.
而且可以明显的看出，腓立比书3:17-18这里列出了两种生命模式的对比。
So we really can also obviously to see there are two lifestyles listed here.
一种呢，就是保罗期待、期盼腓立比的信徒，你们要成为一同效法我的生命模式的人。
So one of the lifestyle is Paul encouraged the believers to following his example.
不单效法他保罗，而且还有保罗身边的其他的一些同工，例如以巴弗提呀、提摩太呀、路加呀、腓利门啊等等许多。
Not only following him, but also follow many fellow workers of Paul. For example, Epaphroditus, Titus, Luke, and Philemon.
保罗只，所以他敢拍着胸脯让腓立比的信徒效法他和他身边的同工，是因为他们这些个同工呢，都有一个特点，就是他们愿意将自己的生命摆上，一同来效法耶稣基督那样的人生的态度和他们那样的生活的方式。
And the reason Paul was so bravely asked the brothers and sisters to follow him, because he knew he and his co-workers all following Jesus Christ. They hold such an attitude and lifestyle to following Jesus Christ.
这经文在此也提醒我们，能够活出一个诚信正直的人，才能够叫人信服。
It's really telling us here. It's only convincing if we may live all this honesty and just.
那在此呢，也是提出一点点的盼望，就是盼望我们教会的属灵的领袖，也盼望我们的众信徒都能够成为这样的人，敢拍个胸脯子说：“你们要效法我们，像我们效法基督那样。”过这样的生活，有这样的人生的属灵的生命的模式。
So we hope all the spiritual leaders and all brothers and sisters really can become such a people that we can bravely ask anyone to really follow us.
如果一个教会的领袖、教会的许许多多的信徒都敢拍着胸脯子让别人效法自己的榜样的话，那我们敢相信。这个教会的福音的施工，一定会大大的兴旺。
So if everyone can ask anyone to follow our example, and the gospel's mission will be flourish.
那经文在这里列出了另一种生活模式、生命模式的人是怎么样的人呢？
Another lifestyle is pointed out here.
他在这里严厉地指出说。有许多人，有些人的行事为人，使他们成为基督十字架的仇敌。
Where Paul point out that many lives as enemies of the cross of Christ.
那请问弟兄姐妹们，这里提到的许多人或者有些人指的是什么人呢？什么人
？So who are the many in this verse?
是指教会之外不信上帝的人吗？
Are those the unbelievers?
可能性不大。
It's probably unlikely.
我们看看三章前面有些经文，我找出来给大家看。腓立比书三章二节：当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备妄自行歌的。
Yeah, there was a verse from the same book. 3:2 says, "Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, and those mutilators of the flesh."
看看现在中文译本怎么翻译的，《腓立比书》三章二节：“你们要提防那些作恶的人，那些狐群狗党，就是那些坚持要割自己身体的人。”
Yes, so we are talking about people who doing evil things, those dogs and those who insist on cutting the body.
腓立比书三章二节，这里显然指的是前面我们在加拉太书中已经非常熟悉的那些奉割礼的什么呀门徒。
So those verses very clear and really refer to the disciples who advocate for circumcisions.
是有一些法利赛教派传统犹太背景的那些信徒。
The Pharisees and with the traditional Judean background.
他们踏着保罗宣教的脚踪，跑遍了加拉太地区周边那些刚刚建立的以外邦信徒为主的众教会。
So they followed Paul's missionary trips, their footprints, and covered all the new Gentile churches in Galilee.
所以导致他们贬低否认保罗的使徒身份。
So everything they do is trying to belittle and deny the identity of Paul's discipleship.
大肆的宣扬，若不遵守摩西的规条，接受割礼，就不能得救那样的假福音。So
they're really widespread the false gospel about keeping Moses' law and receiving the circumcisions.
所以由此看来，腓立比教会也未能幸免于那些假教师们的搅扰。
So it is probably here very obvious that the church in Philippi was unfortunately enough not to escape from the disturbance of those folks.
但是在18节经文这里边呢，既没有明确的指出是外来的搅扰者那些人。
But here in verse 18 did not really refer to clearly to those disruptors from outside.
又是以怜惜之情流泪的劝告。
With the mind with the tears and with the pity, and Paul really exhort here.
看来这些人指的应该是他最心系的、最爱的腓立比教会中的某些信徒，也就是某些基督徒。From
this context, we can really see that many probably point to some of the believers right here in the local church.
那些信徒到底做了些什么，被保罗称为基督十字架的仇敌？
So what did this many do here? Paul have to say they become the enemies of the cross.
以什么样的行为刺伤了保罗的心，使他悲伤的流泪？
So what kind of behavior they did pierced the heart of Paul?
但不管怎么样，腓立比书3章17、18节这两节经文，在此保罗是动之以情。 晓之以理，这样的流泪的方式，向我们展示了两种的生命模式。So
nevertheless, Paul really demonstrated two lifestyles here with his tears.
一种呢，是以保罗、提摩太等为榜样的效法基督的人生的态度和生活方式。So
one of which is exemplified by Paul and his co-workers, following Jesus Christ. This type of lifestyle and attitude.
另一种呢，就是成为基督十字架仇敌的那种人生的态度和生活方式。
Yeah, on the contrary, is the other one is the lifestyle who become the enemies of the cross.
那这两种生命、生活态度和生活方式，得出的是两种不同的结局。The
two lifestyles lead to two different consequences.
这就是接下来的腓立比书3章19到21节告诉我们。
You can see from the verse 19 to 21.
那首先我们来看，有一种呢是以地上事物为念之信徒的结局。我加了个信徒。
So one of is the end of the disciples who treasures earthly things.
腓立比书3章19节，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的杜甫。 他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。So
where he says, their destiny is destruction, their god is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这里的他们，我们一定要了解到。So
we must understand they here.
那现在大多数的圣经学者呢，都认为，说当时教会中呢有一批信徒，接受了当时的流传在社会上的一些异端思潮的影响。So
many Bible scholars believed back then many of the disciples in the church was influenced by some of the heresies of the time.
有一类人接受呢，说人是由灵和物质的身体组成的。
You know, some of them accept the concept that men are made of spirit and matters.
说人里边的灵呢是属善的。And
the spirit is of the of good.
人的身体呢是属于物质的，是恶的。And
the matter is of the evil.
既然人的身体属于这个物质的世界是恶的，那倒不如呢就放纵它好。
Since you know the body and our matter is of the evil, we better just indulge in it.
只要我们的灵，只要我们的道德受圣灵的约束就行了。
If our spirit was managed by the Holy Spirit and by the ethics, and that's good enough.
还有一类人呢，他曲解了。 基督徒的恩，基督教的恩典的教义。So
another type of folks, they misunderstood the doctrine of grace.
他们认为上帝的恩典是浩瀚的，是广阔的。So
they believe God's grace is a big and wide.
足可以包容各种的罪恶。And
can tolerate all types of evils.
所以人可以随意的犯罪，不要去恐惧。
So people can willingly commit a sin without fear.
因为上帝的爱，他可以宽恕一切嘛。
Because of love of God, He will forgive everything they do.
所以用今天的话呢，可以称那些个曲解基督信仰的信徒呢，称他们为一种叫道德解放者。So
use today's word to describe those folks. We can use the term called moral liberty liberals.
那经文在这里呢，指出他们这一类人呢的生活方式有几个特点。So
in this verse, they point several characteristics of their lifestyles.
贪食好酒，满足肚腹之欲。So
here says, you know, their god is in their stomach.
以自己的羞辱为荣耀。
And they're glorious in their own shame.
专以地上的事为念。And
their mind is set on the earthly things.
也就是说，这些虽然接受洗礼，成为了耶稣基督信徒一分子的人。
So here says, basically they being baptized and already received the Jesus.
却依然坚持道德解放者的纯物质化的生活方式。
But hold tight onto this philosophy of the moral liberals.
无论在思想意识里，还是在行事为人的当中。
Not only in their mindset, but also in their behaviors.
依然是我行我素，只顾满足我自己的需要的欲望。
Behave based on their own will and only trying to satisfy their desires.
所以保罗为教会信徒中存在着这种道德解放者而感到痛心难过而流泪。So
Paul really felt pity and sad. That's why he cried because those folks live sort of exist in the church.
但他也更率直地揭露教会信徒中的这些名义上的信徒。 其生活的生命模式证明了他们是基督十字架的仇敌。That's
why Paul here very frankly pointed out those folks are really were the enemies of the cross.
纵观我们今天所生活的这个富裕的物质主义的社会这个时代。So
if you look at our society today, so it's really in the having a very affluent and as well as pursuing the materialism.
整体社会的人心都是趋向于物质和享乐的生活.
And the entire society, every human being's heart are pursuing for the materialism as well as a better life.
这种生活环境甚至的影响可以说是逼迫大众。去追求,
So really, this environment really influence or kind of force or hijack the people to pursuing such a lifestyle.
你稍微一出门，你就看到吃喝玩乐攻略，吃喝玩乐指南。
So we're surrounded by those sort of guys to covering all the four aspects.
都是以不断更新、不断升级的消费和拥有更多、更丰富的物质，以满足里边人们那种无穷的欲望，慢慢的成为人生的目标。
So really, it's all set as the goal to satisfy our bottomless desire and really trying to getting us from the every upgradable the consumption and the ownership of more stuff.
我们敢说我们基督的信徒对这种潮流、这种风气有天然的免疫力吗？
Can we dare say that we're immune from such influence or trend of this society?
所以当我们静下来的时候， 我们跟弟兄姐妹们，或者说我们扪心的自问一下：我们基督徒家庭的孩子们，在当今这个舒适安逸的环境下成长。
So when we have some time of silence, we need to really ask ourselves this question: So our kids growing up in the Christian families, living under the context of this society.
会不会受到金钱享乐的物质主义的冲击？
They be really influenced by these materialism, by this lifestyle.
而失去了人生的方向，失去了自我。
Lost the direction of their lives and lost themselves.
失去了我们家长从他幼儿的时候带着他们出入教会，直到他们高中这么多年。 我们在他们心中所种植的、所浇灌的，在他心中那个圣经的种子，等到他高中之后，会不会失掉？
Lost that the seed, you know, we try very hard from the kindergarten all the way to high school, and we planted the seed for the gospel.
为什么他们进到大学之后，我们花了这么多年种植浇灌，却失掉了？不但没有发芽。 种子都瘪了。
So why, you know, someone went to the university, not only the it's not germinating, but actually it's sort of the Christian life died.
不单是在青少年，在这个所谓开放文明的社会里，人们所推崇的所谓的公平、平等、保障、反歧视等等的伦理标准。
Not only the teenagers, but also the whole society are really advocating for this open civilization, and really promoting fairness, equality, protection, and anti-discrimination.
那些种种各种幌子的主张，并没有带给人们更幸福的婚姻美满的男女关系的家庭生活。
But all this sort of beliefs and propositions do not bring in a better marriage or better life.
反倒造成了更多空虚的心灵和破碎的家庭，构成了严重的社会问题。
Actually, led to many broken families and empty hearts. Created very, very severe social issues.
所以，2012年2月7号到14号，美国增加了一个节日，大家知道吗？有人知道吗？
So,
2月7号到14号，美国从12年增加了一个新的节日。
Since 2012, every February from the 7th to the 14th is a new national holiday. I don't know whether you know this or not.
有没有人知道？
So you see, the National Marriage Week.
制定这个节日的目标在于加强和提高结婚率，提高婚姻的圣洁。
So the goal of this week the marriage week is really increase the awareness of the marriage and trying to increase the rate of marriage, and really advocating for the holiness of the marriage.
我这有几个统计的数字，说 1970年。 79%的美国成人是结婚状态。
So I have some statistics here. Back in 1970s, the marriage rate of America is about 79%.
现在是下降到了 57%。
So today in America, the marriage rate is down to 57%.
结果是什么？ 结果造成的就是，现如今美国有 40% 的孩子是在婚姻之外降生。So
the consequence of such a low rate caused 40% of the childbirths was outside of marriage.
不知道我们能不能够接受美国婚姻家庭有一个治疗师叫凯伦·罗金斯，他所发出的一个建议说，夫妻必须每天浇灌婚姻之树。
I don't know whether we can take this, you know, accept this saying by Dr. Karen Ruskin, and she said every day watering the tree of marriage.
具体的做法呢，他提出建议说，每天都特别的注意，要单为你的配偶做一件事情，这样你会感到很特别。She
advocates every day and do something special for your for significant the other.
啊，弟兄姐妹可能会想着，哇，每天呢，哇，太频繁了吧？三天怎么样？The
brother and sister may think every day that's probably too much. Maybe every 3 days.
最少一周一次可以吧？At
least once a week.
在座有没有青少年？啊，青少年都跑哪儿了？要回家监督你的父母啊！说这一周你要问问父母，说你特别为爸爸或者为妈妈做了一件什么样的事情？
So the teens here should remind you know your parents, ask your parents every week at least do something special for each other.
那我们再来看下面的经文，说以天上国度为念之信徒的结局是怎么样
？Let's look at two. Is the end of followers who set their minds on heavenly kingdom?
腓立比书3:20，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Here says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a savior from there, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
经文这里以天上的国民的身份和19节那个专以地上之事为念的人对比，形成了一种强烈反差。
There's a very, very strong contrast between the citizenship in heaven. And those folks set their mind on the earthly things.
经文在说，我们的生命不全是属于这个地上的世界的。So
here the verse points out our lives not all belong to this world.
我们生命最终的目标也不在这个世界。And
the ultimate goal of our life is not in this world.
我们的国籍是属天的。And
our citizenship is heavenly.
当然，经文在这里的意思呢，不是说在地上的生活完全没有价值。So
of course, here's not saying everything we do on this earth is worthless.
而是盼望我们的眼目呢，应当以天上的永恒的国度的事来做衡量。But
really, encourage us to keep our eye on the heaven and to measure our lives based on the everlasting heavenly kingdom.
不论耶稣基督的信徒是住在腓立比，是住在香港，在多伦多，在广州，在北京、旧金山、芝加哥，还是在我们南湾，生活在主后的第一世纪，还是在今天的21世纪，所有基督徒所共有的，就是天上的公民的这个权利，是超越时间、超越地域的。
So it doesn't matter where we live, back you know, back in the Philippines or Hong Kong or Toronto or Beijing or Chicago, we're here at South Bend. It doesn't matter if it's right after after around the Lord's time or today, and all the citizenship, our citizenship is really surpassed time and geographical limitations.
我们都是天上的国民，这个身份其实就是一个提醒。
So really, Paul here says, "We're the citizens of heaven." It's really a reminder.
鼓励我们耶稣基督的信徒，以这样的身份来发挥我们在现实生活中的责任感。
It's a reminder to encourage us by this citizenship. We should exert the responsibility of our today's life.
那其实，在当时腓立比呢，那个城市一个罗马殖民地。
So back then, Philippi was the colony of Rome.
据资料查核说，腓立比的居民大多数呢，他们曾经都是罗马军队的军人，分担国家的义务，所谓的征兵的那些外籍军。
So many of the local residents of Philippi was serving the empire by becoming the soldiers.
他们经过21年的服役之后呢，最后退役的时候呢，他们就获得了罗马公民的身份，安排在不同的城市。
So they served in the army for 21 years, and then become the citizen of Rome, Roman Empire.
那他们住下来之后呢，他们就接受罗马地方官的统治，说拉丁语，谨守罗马人的生活方式和道德标准。
When they stay, they follow the Roman Empire's ruling and speaking Latin.And really following the lifestyle and the ethical standard of Roman empires.
就像我们中间的许多人一样，我们成了这个国度的、这个国度国籍的公民了。
Just like many of us, we become a citizen of this country.
甚至有传说，他们无论到了天涯海角，仍然专一地保持自己是一个罗马人的身份而自豪。
So, what legend had it, no matter where they traveled back then, and they always be very proud of their Roman citizenship.
所以经文再次告诫腓立比人，也是告诫我们历史历代以来的信徒说，正如罗马的殖民主义者，他们永远不会忘记自己隶属于罗马。
So just right here to remind us, using their example, telling the.Believers today, just like back then, and they were never forgotten their citizenship of Rome.
那我们作为信徒，永远不要忘记，我们是天上的国民。
And we should never forget we are the citizen of the heavenly kingdom.
因此，我们的行事为人，要与我们属天上国民这个身份相符。
Therefore, our behavior must match with our identity, our citizenship.
那接下来21节的经文是一更美好的一个认证。
So verse 21 is a really wonderful confirmation.
腓立比书3:21，他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
It says, "Who by the power of that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body."
大家注意，这些经文里边有一个词儿，我们这卑贱的身体。
Here talk about word here is lowly, our lowly body.
有没有听说过一个说法，说我们今天生活在这个世界上，我们信徒的这个臭皮囊，听说过没有？
I don't know whether you heard this saying. It's always describing our body, the believer's body, as a stinky skin sack.
我们的身体是臭皮囊吗？
So is our body a stinky skin sack?
哥林多前书6:19-20，岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？圣灵是从上帝而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
6 here says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not of your own.
二十节，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀上帝。
So you were brought at a price, therefore honor God with your bodies.
我查遍了中文译本，除了我最喜欢他推荐给大家现代中文译本，还有一个牧灵圣经以外，其他都用"贱" 来形容我们的身体。
So I actually did my research in Bible and on every version, and they all use the word lowly to describe the body.
你看现在中文译本用脆弱必死的身体。
So here it says, you know, our body is fragile and dying. We can weak moral bodies.
牧灵经文说有卑微的身体。
Here it says vile or lowly.
你看新的 King James 和老的有个对比，老的是用这个词儿 vile， 新的是用 lowly。
Yeah, so it's really every place they mention they use this word.
Vile 是什么？
Oh, lowly，
是罪恶的，是不是？所以接受耶稣基督之后，我们的身体是上帝用重价。 用他独生的儿子耶稣基督在十字架上受死的代价买来的。So
really, we need to remind ourselves, we were bought at the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross.
是圣灵的殿。And
our bodies are the temple of God.
我们要显出上帝的荣耀。
We really need to living out this glory of God.
虽然今天我们的身体只是卑微的、软弱的、必死的。Although
our body today is vile, is lowly, and is weak and mortal.
但是我们要珍惜，珍惜要让它圣洁。But
we must treasure. We must keep our body holy.
不要自甘堕落，成为撒旦手下的下贱的、而无救的臭皮囊。So
really not indulge in our physical desires and become the lowly and stinky skin sack.
就像我们去市场上买肉一样，肉会坏，但是不一定都是坏的。我们要挑那新鲜的，坏的怎么样？扔到垃圾桶里。So
the analogy here is that we're going to supermarket buying meat, right? Not all meat are kind of deteriorate. And so we buy those fresh. And the bad ones, we throw them in trash.
怎样才能使我们的身体保持圣洁，避免成为下贱的臭皮囊？
So the question is, how we can keep our weak, lowly body?
这就是四章一节的经文，唯有靠主才能站立得稳。
Become holy and pure. That's coming to the sort of stand fast by the Lord only.
腓立比书四章一节，我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐、我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
Here says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my dear friends.
所以，鉴于上面所提到的原因，信徒生活在这个荒谬的时代。 一定要在信仰上站立得稳。
Sure, because with that said, really in this very ridiculous time, we must stand fast in our beliefs.
保持我们的国籍，属天的国籍。
And really remind ourselves about our heavenly citizenship.
前提是什么？要经得起考验。
And the prerequisite is really we need to stand. Stand against the trials and tests.
经得起考验，不是靠我们自己的毅力，不是靠我们自己的刻苦。
We're not trying to fight off the test using our own fortitude and our own strength.
大家承认不承认？我们如果靠我们自己的决心，自己夸下一个海口，自己坚持的所谓的毅力，许多时候是不可靠的。 So
we all know many times, you know, our own willingness, our own promises, and our own fortitude really unreliable.
外来的那些攻击，尤其是那些诱惑，背后是一种什么力量？
So we know behind our trials and tests, there was a force. There is a force.
撒旦用那种宇宙的发动机在后边。
So it's really Satan using you know, the engine of the universe.
撒旦今天不用。 糖衣炮弹了，因为我们都要减肥。So,
well, Satan today do not use any cannonballs with the sugar coating because we all sort of trying to be on diet.
他改变了战术，用绿色的 以 organic 的来包裹它的那些炮弹。
So now Satan actually used a new technique, and they really coat his cannonball.
用我们的视野，用我们的学历，用我们最适合我们人均居住的环境、最绿色的汽车、房子等等这些，把我们武装到牙齿，把我们的肉体，把我们的心慢慢的融化。
Yeah, really, coating the cannonball with the green concepts, and really, gradually and willingly, and leading us, you know, using our own education, our own career, our own environmental leading standards, the environmental friendly cars, houses.
看看斯高本提到的，说你们应当屹立在主内。哇，这个词儿用的真好。
Here it says we have to really kind of stand firm or stand tall.
唯有靠主，屹立在主内，才有保障，保障我们这个属天的国民的这个国籍。
So only standing in Him, and we can really keep our heavenly citizenship.
所以我们只有在上帝的话语的真理上下功夫，才有坚强的属灵的立场去抵御、去抗衡。一切的试探引诱。
We're only really laboring in His truth, and that's the only way we can withstand any of the trials and tests and temptations.
一起为主打那美好的仗。
And fighting a beautiful fight in Lord's name.
就像保罗所期望的一样，我们成为他的冠冕。
Just as Paul encouraged a believer back then become the crown.
但愿我们南湾华人基督教会像腓立比教会那样，因着我们在主里边所做的福音的事工，因着我们的生命的不断的成长成熟。
So we really hope we, and just like the disciples back in the church in Philippi, and because our gospel work, because our growing in spiritual life and maturity in spiritual life.
在当今这个充满诱惑、充满试探和挑战的社会的时代中，成为可以被夸耀的冠冕。
So we can become the crowns, under this this society with many temptations, trials and challenges.
阿门吧。阿门。
阿门。